Okay, we're on Yud Beis, Ahmed Aleph, just slightly under halfway down, further than halfway down, Lirokos, back to the Mishnah, right, to the vegetables. The vegetables we're talking about, Maisa, okay, on Tishrei you take, is the new year for the Maisa. So Tana, we've got a brisa over here, which is going to add, we've seen this before. It says Lirokois, it's Tishrei is for Yirokois, and also it's for Maisros. Right, the Gemara's asked the same thing. Yeah. And the Nedarim. And also for the sake of Nedarim. It's the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim. We're going to explain this. First of all, that's the end of the brisa. Right? After Nedarim is the end of the brisa. Now the Gemara asks a question. It says Lirokois, when it says Yirokois in the brisa, yeah? Mainihu, what is that? It's the Rosh Hashanah Tishrei for Yirokos. That's Maisa Yerek. That's the taking Maisa from Yerek. Hainu, that is Maisros. That's quoting the Brisa. That's the same as Maisros. So Yirokos and Maisros, the first two things are the same thing. So answers the Gemara. Yeah? Tana Durabon. First it said Durabon. When it says Yirokos, that's Maisros Durabonon. It taught that, because Maisros from vegetables is only a Durabonon. On a Doraisa level, Rashi, you only have to take Trumas and Maisros from grains and olives and grapes. Grains meaning, wheat and, yeah, maybe five, right, maybe for the five grains maybe even. Or unless it just means wheat. Yeah, I suppose the five grains. What's that? Yeah, but you don't have to take from figs, for example. You don't have to take Trumas and Maisros from figs on a Doraisa level. Only from grapes and olives. Okay. Right. So, Bikurim, yeah. Since it's interesting, like, Bikurim is, you know, from Shiva Siminim. So I don't know why that is. But anyway, so that first it said Durabonon, which is the Iraq, got carrots. We're talking about carrots over here. And then Bikitani Duraisa, and then it took the Duraisa, which was, like we just said, was grapes, olives, and grains.
Didn't we at some point have this, the
Gemara
said that the Mishnah didn't
include
something because it wasn't
Duraisa? Staris is the Ravonan. Okay. Now, ask the Gemara. It says over here, it says, listen, Duraisa Beresha. Teach the Duraisa. So this Braisa we said basically, Yirokos means Maisros, Trumas, and Duraisa is the Ravonan from carrots. Yeah. And then when it says Maisros, it means, yeah, from grapes. Okay. So it says, so teach. In the Brisa, listen to the Brisa, say first that, say Maisros, and then Yirokos. Teach the most important first, Beresha. In the Brisa, yeah, the Brisa we're talking about. Okay. So answers the Gemara, the Brisa chose this order, why? Idi, since the Chaviva, its deer, laid to him, Akdame, it preceded it. There's a certain thing that certain Durabonans are sometimes, in a certain sense, considered deer, because it was created by the Rabbanon, and it shows an expression of love to Hashem or something. So sometimes, even though it's not as strong, but we precede it sometimes. Okay, now we ask another question. So, the Tana Didan, sorry. I jumped a line. But Tana Didan, now, Tana, that means our Tana, means our, right, which means the Mishnah, basically. Tana, so in our Mishnah, it only said Yirokos, and it didn't say Maisros. Right, if you look back into the Mishnah now, it said Yirokos, and it omitted Maisros. So Tana Durabonon, it taught the Durabonon, the Trumas and Maisros from carrots, the Kedoymeh, the Kosher Kane, and then you can obviously Kosher Kane, Duraisa, for sure it's going to be the same thing. It's sure going to be in Tishrei, because the Durabonon always, like, copy the Duraisa. So if we know, so it taught one, and we're obviously going to know we can figure out the Duraisa as well from that. Okay, now the Gemara asks a question. Belisni, let it teach Maisa in singular. Yeah, in the Brisa, we're going back to the Brisa now. In the Brisa, when it said Maisros, yeah, why did it have to say Maisros? Just say Maisa. What's this plural? So answers the Gemara. Echod Maisa Behema, because there's Maisa Behema, and there's Echod, and whether it's Maisa Dogon. It was teaching two kinds of Maisros. That's why it said Maisros. It was talking about the Maisa you take from Behema. Yeah, the what between the old and the new. and also the old and the new with regards to the Dagon. Okay, next question. The Nisni Yerek, same question on the Braisa. Why did it say Yerokois? Just say Yerek. Yeah, what in singular? Why does it? What was this? What's these multiple vegetables over here? So answer the Gemara. Trei Gavni Yerek. There are actually two kinds of Yerek. When we've got halachas like this, the Tanan, Yerek Haneagad, a vegetable that is bundled, Mishia Agade, it, when it gets bundled. So this is not actually talking about, this is talking about over here, there's a halacha, let's say a person has a garden, right? So if a person has a garden, or maybe a field, I don't know what, let's say field, whatever, he goes into the field, and he can see, he sees an apple on a tree, right, and let's say it's not hefka, you don't have to take trimmers and minors anyway, but it's not hefka, and you know the person doesn't mind you taking an apple, so you can take an apple off the tree and you can eat it. Because in achilas arai, you don't have to take trimmers and minors. You only have to take trimmers and minors from when it's like certain halachas. So the question is, when does it become, basically, chayav in trimmers and minors? So these things that are normally bundled up, so they become chayav in trimmers and minors. And then you would have to take trimmers and minors from them, and you can't just take a nibble, from one when you bundle them. So when you bundle them, you can't take a nibble. Yeah. B'she'enu ne'egad, and this one's, this is going on a vegetable, that is not normally bundled. Yeah. So when can't you take a nibble anymore? When would you have to take trimmers and minors before you would eat any of it? Is mishu'yimole as a kli, once you fill the kli up with it. It has to be when you basically put an amount of it in a kli, then you can't take a nibble anymore. Before you put it into the kli, you can take a nibble. Once you put it into the kli, you can't take a nibble and until you take trumas and maizos. So that's why it took Yerokos. Tanur Rabon, we have a braisa. Now, this braisa is talking about, we're going to go back to our carrots. So there was two carrots, or whatever, planted on the same day in, let's say they were planted in a... I don't know when do you plant carrots?
White carrots in the summertime.
Anything, just any, you know, what do you want, whatever, just, yeah, but yeah.
60 days before.
60 days before. Planted some carrots in the summertime, okay? Two carrots, they look the same, they're growing the same, whatever, right? So it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, okay? And he wants he wants a carrot for his simonim. People use carrots for simonim. He wants a carrot, maybe one of the guys used carrots for his simonim. So Likait Yerek, he gathered, he basically gathered it, his Yerek from his garden, Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ad Shaloi, until it, whilst Tavoy Hashemesh, before sunset. So he took a carrot before sunset. V'chaza, and then afterwards, already Rosh Hashanah, after davening, he went and he got a goy to do it for him. A goy did it because you're not supposed to pluck up. That's Tosfos says that you're not supposed to dig up carrots on Rosh Hashanah. So a goy did it. We should tavoya shemesh. When the shemesh came, okay. So now, ein tormin. You can't take trumas or maizros or maizra tormin or maizrin mizeh alze. One carrot on the other. You can't take trumas and maizros on one for the other. Why? The visha ain, you're not allowed to torumin to take trumas umaisrin umaisrois loy mina chodosh, not on the chodosh. That was the new one which the guy picked. Yeah, al hayoshan for the sake of the one that he picked on the old one, right? Because it was before, because one was from last year, one carrot was from last year, and one carrot was from this year. Even though you planted them at the same time. But with these things, we go after when you pick them. After, it's called after the Lakita. The year is defined by when you picked them. So someone was picked before Rosh Hashanah, it's Shaykh to last year. And then the one that was picked after Rosh Hashanah is Shaykh to the new year. So you can't take Trumas and Maizos of one and the other. You would have to take Trumas and Maizos from it itself. Okay? Below in the Yoshan, you can't take from the Yoshan. Means the one that the Yid picked. Al-Khadosh on the one that the guy picked. Okay, fine. So that's even if it's the same trumas and maizros, you're not allowed to do that. So here it's going to be even worse. Yeah, we're going to carry on. Im ha'isa shnia, if it was the second year, it's the second year of the Shemitah cycle, nichnesis l'shlishis, and it was shifting over now, changing on Rosh Hashanah to the third year, Shnia, the second year, is Maisa Rishon. You have to take Maisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon is a tenth that you give to the Levi. Yeah, and in addition to that, you also have to take Maisa Sheni on the Sheni, on the second year. So you have to take on the first year as well. You take Maisa Sheni on the set, right? So the one that let's say the Yid took, right, the Yid right before Rosh Hashanah, he did it, and it was the second year. That would be Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The Shlishis, right, the next year afterwards, which right after Rosh Hashanah, is Maisa Rishon. That stays the same. There's always Maisa Rishon. Every year you have to take Maisa Rishon. In addition to that, and then in place of the Maisa Sheni, you do Maisa Oni. You do Maisa Oni. Okay, so therefore, you sure can't take Trumas and Maisa Sheni onto Maisa Oni or vice versa. Okay, that was the end of the Brisa. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to ask this basically, how do we know, basically, that in the second year, we take Maisa Sheni, right? And in the third year, we replace Maisa Sheni with Maisa Oni. So how do we know that? Well, how do we know that there's from the Torah? So Mihani Mili. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Sichala La'aseh. When you finish to take Maisros, as Kol Maisa Tavuascha, all of your Tavua, Vashana Hashlish is in the third year. Yeah. Shanas Amaisa. Shanat Amaisa. Okay, so that, it's talking about, if you look over in the Pesukim over there, it's talking about give it, you give to the Oni. Yeah? And it says, Shnat Tamaisa. Okay? So the Gemara comments, Shana She'ein Ba Ella Maisa Echod. There's only one Maisa. Meaning, like this. Rashi explains, because it says Shnat Tamaisa, which is Lashon singular, so it means only one of the two. Yeah, means what did you take in year two? In year two, you took Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. So this is coming to tell you that you only take one of those. Yeah, you don't, right? One of those you take and one of them you don't. So Hakate said to explain. Maisa Rishon, you still take Maisa Rishon like you did originally in the previous year. But, yeah, a Maisa Oni, Maisa Oni replaces Maisa Sheni, that's what it says. That's what it says. There we go. A Maisa Sheni, Yivotel. A Maisa Sheni, you get rid of. Okay? That's why we learn it. Because it says, Shnasa Maisa, which means there's only one of the two. And which is the one of the two that you carry on doing Maisa Rishon. And Maisa Sheni is replaced by Maisa Oni. Ah, says the Gemara, maybe not. Or Einoi Ella. Maybe it means, when it's a Shnasa Maisa, it means Af Maisa Rishon. Nami Yivotil. Maybe it means, yeah, you should also get rid of Maisa Rishon. When it says Shnasa Maisa, it means you only take one Maisa that year. And not you take one of the two. It means you only take one. And that would mean that you'd only take Maisa Oni, which the apostle was talking about. So Tamaloima, you can't say that. Why? Because it says, Ve'el Halavim Tidabeh. You should speak to the Levim. It's another apostle in the Torah. But Amato Aleihem, you should say to them, when you take from the Jews, right, from the Israel, the Maisa, this is your Maisa Rishon, the Levi, when you take basically, okay, which Hashem says, I gave to you, from them, in your Nachala, from your inheritance. Okay, that's the end of the Pasuk. Now we're going to make a Hekesh. It says, Hikshu, we connected a hekesh, a kosov, when it says Maisa Rishon in the Pasuk, the word Maisa, l'nechola, to the word, to inheritance, right? What is that? Ma nechola, nachla, ma nachla doesn't have any, ein la hefsek, it never stops, right? An inheritance is just a continuous thing. It's always going automatically. It's just automatic. If there's not someone to inherit, right, let's say if there doesn't have any, relatives, you'll find a new relative. You know, inheritance always, you know, it's an automatic thing that kicks into place. Yeah, so it never stops. So it comes to tell you now, so too, Maisa Rishon, we've got the Hekesh and the Pasuk, in Lo Hefsek, it never stops. I mean, you always have to give Maisa Rishon to the Levi. So when we see that, when it says you only have to give Shnasa Maisa, you only have to give me Maisa, one Maisa, it means
One of the two.
Yeah, it means you don't. We let go of Ma'aser Sheni. Yeah, but we always have to give Ma'aser Rishon because it's like Necholah that it doesn't stop. And then yeah, and you would give. And the Pasuk is talking about you have to give Ma'aser Oni. So you have to give Ma'aser Oni and Ma'aser Rishon in the third year. Okay, we'll stop here.